Item four is PR 2021-5628, preliminary plat SD 2021-214. MDS Investments at University Boulevard between Stryker and University. And I see Mr. Blaskowitz is here. Please introduce yourself with your firm and address.
Good morning. My name is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. The address is 7500 Jefferson Street Northeast.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update.
Absolutely. I apologize for you guys are moving fast. So we are back with the city center plat out at Maystel Soul. During our last hearing, we had a few additional comments and discrepancies between our infrastructure list and the exhibit that was provided. And since then, we provided a supplemental submittal. I reviewed comments that were provided again last night and realized and reviewed my supplemental submittal and realized that the exhibit for the utility plan was not what I wanted it to be. I have since sent Blaine the updated one. I don't know if he has had an opportunity to be able to review it, but my hope is that it does in fact address his comments, but the infrastructure list is in fact in line with kind of what was expected. And so it would just be the exhibit that would need the additional clarification.
Okay, and so that's the exhibit that's on the screen right now?
Yes, that okay. Is. That is correct.
Okay, thank you. I'll just call, I don't see anyone from the public in the room, but if there is any member of the public that wishes to speak on these items, please indicate that now. And we don't seem to have any member of the public in the Zoom room. So Mr. Carter, would you like to take some time and I'll come back to you?
Or, Blaine, more authority, yeah, that'd be great. I'm looking at it now, okay. So I think we could possibly resolve
all those.
Let's
just come back to you at the end. Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments or objections at this time.
Parks and Rec.
Parks has no objections. All of our concerns have been met on the infrastructure list.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 21st, 2021. We have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Yes, Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I just had the one comment needed to be addressed on the infrastructure list, which is for cross-section C and D for Mesa del Sol. There is an 8-foot wide sidewalk on one side and a 13-foot wide multi-use trail on the opposite side. Was that corrected on the most updated version?
It was, yes. And if you look at the very top of the infrastructure list, the very first one is noted as an 8-foot wide sidewalk. And then the 16-foot was also noted. Let's see, I feel like.
There was a 13-foot wide trail.
Sorry, you're correct. That 13-foot wide trail was financially guaranteed as a part of the Netflix East plat. And Mesa del Sol fronts along a parcel that's associated with Netflix. That 13-foot wide trail was included on that infrastructure list. So the portion of Mesa del Sol and that is being platted as a part of the city center, the other half street section was being built and that 13-foot wide multi-use was only on one side.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions and no objections.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Planning at this point doesn't have any outstanding comments. We have no objection.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Carter, at your leisure.
Sure, this is Blaine Carter, Water Authority. I think the only item we have left, Mr. Blaskowitz, there was a an 8-inch sewer sewn on Cather Crossing from East University Boulevard to Fellini, which is not on the list. And I think the exhibit, we were trying to describe that there was a main in Fellini on the north side of that tract that was not on the plan. It was on the infrastructure list, but not on the plan. So that has now been added to the plan, but there's still on the plan a sewer in Cather from East University to Fellini that is not on the infrastructure list. And so I think... There's a line item we can revise the one word and fix that if that's your inclination.
Yes. Because let me make sure that I understand the section that we're talking about, the part that's missing on the infrastructure list, because that's ultimately what I want to make sure is corrected, right? Is the infrastructure list, and we're missing a pipe within Cather. Is that right?
Yeah, Cather from East University to Fellini is not described. You have from East University to De Kooning. So if it went from De Kooning to Fellini, that would, I think, satisfy what we're looking for.
From East University to De Kooning, is that not on, if you wouldn't mind scrolling to the next page, whoever has control of the infrastructure is page 4, actually. Towards the top right here where it notes Cather from East University to De Kooning.
That's the blame part. Yes, that's there. And then from East University further east to Fellini is the segment that is on the plan, but not on the list. And I think if you change that list to say Fellini to De Kooning, we'd be okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the corrected one dialed in. And right now, I apologize. We're looking specifically at, we've addressed Cather. Now we're on to East University.
That's the blame. The only issue I have is on Cather Crossing, that line item within Cather Crossing.
Okay.
And the revision I'm requesting would be to strike the words East University Boulevard.
Okay.
And replace it with Fellini.
Perfect. Got you. Now.
Which page are you on?
Number 4, this page that's on the screen.
Oh, right. This page, and which item?
It's about midway through the sanitary sewer improvement section. The location is identified as Cather Crossing. Yeah.
It says 8-inch diameter and it says Cather Crossing.
So the East University needs to be striked and note as Fellini.
As Fellini. Okay.
And that could definitely be done. That will not be an issue, and I could turn that around rather quickly here.
Okay. If you can turn it around in real time and send it to us, that's the preference.
Yes.
It's pretty simple, so.
It is. I will send that off to Mr. Rodenbeck and copy you, Mr. Carter. And that way this is kind of off to all those that need it. Sure. All right. I will send this off right now. Let me extract these sheets and let me get this in your guys' inbox.
Thank you.
Six. Okay. J. Coming your way right now.
All right.
Page four.
Digital, huh?
I'm blaming for the water three. I'm good with that.
Okay. Excellent. So I will ask each member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary plat and the associated infrastructure list.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval of the preliminary plat and infrastructure list.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, I vote for approval.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, vote for approval.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote to approve item PR 2021-5628 and application SD 2021-214 preliminary plat and the infrastructure list dated today and that was just recently received with the correction for Water Authority. And this is approved because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. And that's it. Thank you.
I can share just so it's on the record. I can share that. I got it from Michael as well. I can share that so it's on the record. And
yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
We just have it in the meeting. What are the change, Blaine? What were the changes there on page four, right? Sheet four?
Page four in the middle.
Yeah. I see it right here.
Yep.
Are you guys seeing this?
Yes.
I want to make sure this is on the record. All right.
Yes.
Then we're good. All right. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Yep. Congratulations.
All right. That's a big piece of land you got planted there.
Big Mr. One. Yes. Thank you guys so much. So, we'll see you soon.
Imagine you'll be sending us some other work from that. So.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. We've completed our major case review. I see Mr. Thompson came back in the meeting. Did you have anything to ask us, Mr. Thompson?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can confirm that I did receive the revised infrastructure list from Mr. Thompson and the revised preliminary plat. So.
Okay.
We're good on that.
Do you want to maybe just show those on the screen while we're still sure. In session and we can
yes,
make sure our work is totally clean and neat.
Yep. Okay.
These are for item number 5.
Yes.
The high assets way.
He had the application number. This is the revised, one of the revised infrastructure lists here.
And Ms. Wolfenberger, if you'll just confirm that these are fine. Okay.
Is that fine? All right. And then here is the second. Not sure if there's any changes needed from Gene on this one.
That looks fine as well. Thanks.
Okay. All right. And then finally, the revised plat. Make sure it's got the correct information. Is this the note we're needing on there?
We're not seeing the plat, Jay.
We are now. Okay.
I guess it was just slow to respond.
This is Jean with transportation. I don't see the curves that they added on this one.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Let me try to reshare. I just want to make sure I'm sharing the right.
Yeah, it's got the note on it. So I'm.
Yeah, I've got a lot of.
Pause there for a moment. Jay, pause there. Pause for a moment. Let Mr. Carter look at the note 8.
I've got to pull up the plat again. I just needed to make sure I had the right one because I have multiple screens up.
Oh, I see. That's.
Okay, this is the up-to-date plat. Is the DRB seeing this?
We are. Now, if you can scroll to the notes in the upper left corner.
This is Blaine, Water Authority. I'm okay with the note.
Okay. So what we need to do is match up that note with the right plat with the curb item. So anyhow, we approved this correctly. We'll just have to have the note added to the plat that has those, I can't remember what they're called, curb returns.
Property corner curves.
Yeah. Okay, with those.
This is Dave Thompson. I got back in. I will let Tom know. I did not see that.
Okay.
Sent that to me. I will call him right now.
Okay, perfect.
I apologize.
No problem. We appreciate you working with us. And I
appreciate you working with us.
At this point, I'm going to ask if there's a motion to have the DRB recess until the afternoon session at 1:30 p.m.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Ernest Farmihill, Hydrology, second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Farmihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until the afternoon session at 1:30 p.m. All right, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Nice to have you here. Okay, we'll see you all back at 1:30 for our afternoon session. We'll probably have some of these to sign after that session, so. Okay, thank you all. Thank you, Christina, as well, for being here.
Thank you. So you'll send those to me this afternoon to sign, or will you send them to Cheryl?
Uh,